Here are today's top stories. Did you get your tax bill? The city put out the second installment of your property tax bill this week, and many are surprised to see double and in some cases triple the amount from last time. This is a big deal, and we've been waiting for it. It was passed by Mayor Emanuel and the City Council when they worked the budget deficit. The city isn't done, though. There could be another tax increase next year and another for CPS. Authorities are thinking of cutting back by not sending the bills through the mail and instead having technicians just come over to your house with oiled-up rubber gloves. Same difference. The city of Chicago and the pharmaceutical company Pfizer have struck a deal to have Pfizer tell people that opioids are addictive. That's it? They're going to just put out a label? You know that they put that on the bottles of alcohol and packs of cigarettes in casinos, right? Not sure that's why people are getting addicted, because they didn't know. No, it's because it makes them feel good and doctors prescribe it. I got an idea. Why don't we put the label on the doctor? I think we're onto something. Some shuffling at the City Department of Cultural Affairs. Michelle Boone is out and Columbia College's Mark Kelly is in. Boone is moving over to Navy Pier to run programs. The former cultural affairs czar moving to Navy Pier is like the head of the Art Institute moving to that store where you can make your own pottery. it's a nice store. It's good pottery, I guess. Boone did a nice job of bringing Chicago a cultural plan and downsizing the taste of Chicago, although I don't think she went far enough. Tennessee Senator Bob Corker took himself out of the Trump VP running today. He was concerned that he didn't see eye to eye with the candidate and that he couldn't pull off the long tie. Trump likes the long tie. I still hope it's Chris Christie. And then I hope that Hillary Clinton picks Bloomberg or Schumer or someone from New York so we can feel the full effect of a country run by New Yorkers. Lots of yelling, hey, good, bad, day, eating crappy pizza while they're doing it. Can't wait. That's what this country needs, New Yorkers. The Attorney General Loretta Lynch accepted the suggestion of the FBI and will not file charges against Secretary Hillary Clinton for her mismanagement of classified emails. When reached for comment, Hillary was like, you know what, I don't give statements over the phone, but if you give me your email, I'll send you some really cool stuff that will blow your mind. Don't tell anybody. Former President George W. Bush turned 70 today. Remember him? I wonder if he's still painting or worrying about traveling abroad because of war crimes. Wonder what he's doing with retirement. McDonald's has had so much success with the all-day breakfast menu that they're expanding their offerings this fall. So that means get ready for the egg, bacon, sausage, coffee, Slurpee. You know, whatever it is, it's going to be gross. A new scientific discovery, Saturn's moon Titan may have characteristics that support life. When hearing this news, humans were like, yes, let's get up there and ruin it. Now, come on. Trump, Trump, Trump. A new study says that when given a choice, we're choosing the wrong sunscreen. I guess some of the more popular brands aren't the best at protecting us from the sun. Well, that's why I only use home remedies. I'll give you a hint. It's butter. In weather, Thundercats, move out! A nice day after a night of rolling thunder. Poor little doggies. What a terrible week. In sports, the Cubs lost to the Reds today, and they have now dropped 6 of their last 7. Hey, the trading deadline's coming, so let's see what prospects we can get. You know, reset and compete in 2022. Nah, the Cubs get the Atlanta Braves next, and then a 3-game set with the Pirates in Pittsburgh, then the All-Star game. And I'd say that'd be a nice rest for the team, but pretty much everyone from the team is playing in it, so no rest for the weary. Arrieta is slated to pitch on Friday, so we could see him being available to start the Midsummer Classic. The White Sox are going for their 5th straight series win when they take on the Yankees in the rubber game of the series. I haven't seen the Yankees yet this year, but man, A-Rod and Beltran, they are bloated, chubby dudes. I guess that's what happens when you're not taking steroids anymore. Alex Avila hits the DL with a hammy. Also, quietly, DH Justin Morneau started a rehab assignment and could join the Sox after the All-Star break. The Chicago Bulls executives missed their meeting with Dwayne Wade due to airport delays. There is word they're going to try to do it tomorrow instead, although do we have to? I mean, is Benny the Bull coming with? Seriously, we're going to do this again? You're going to show him a PowerPoint? Maybe mock up a hologram with him in a Bulls jersey? Cut it out. Everybody, cut it out. Stop playing with our emotions. He's not going anywhere. We've read this crappy book before. And Dwayne Wade, shame on you. If you're not serious, shame on you. You're from Robbins. Act like it. Sorry. All right. When are we going to get some Bears news? That's what we need. We got about 2 more weeks before football starts full on, and we're going to be talking about it till February. But I want to talk about it now. Come on, nothing? And finally, the Taste of Chicago is underway, and boy, oh boy, that's good news for those who like to eat hot food while sitting on a concrete curb. Mmm, just the way God intended it. Well, that's the carryout for July 6, 2016. Forget the taste. I'll give you 2 breaded raviolis for half the price. You know those raviolis are